President John Mahama has commended Italy's continued support to Ghana's small and medium-scale enterprises. Recently, the government of Italy dispersed the second tranche of a grant facility of €550,000 to support the private sector development initiative. President Mahama made the commendation when he hosted the visiting Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi to a state dinner at Flagstaff House in Accra. Mr. Renzi is on a two-day visit. Pascalina Dadevo reports.
This is the first time an Italian Prime Minister is visiting Ghana. Relations between Italy and Ghana date back to the pre-independent days. As of last year, about 118 Italian companies had registered to operate here. The bilateral talks between President Mahama and Prime Minister Renzi was held behind closed doors. At the dinner, President Mahama commended Italy for the $7 billion investment in the energy sector. The project signed in January last year is being undertaken by Italy's largest oil company, Eni. President Mahama, who described the project as the biggest single foreign direct investment, said it will see the development of the Sankofa and Jinyami fields to provide gas to operate the country's thermal power plants for 20 years.
One of the key issues in my discussions with Prime Minister Renzi has been Italy's support for the development of small and medium-scale enterprises in Ghana and the introduction of Italy's well-tested, renowned quality tomato production technology. And I said during our discussions that if there are any two things Ghanaians and Italians share in common is that we put tomato in everything, in soups, stews, everything. I have on behalf of the government and people of Ghana expressed gratitude to the government of Italy for the support extended to the Ghana Private Sector Development Facility, an initiative for strengthening the capacity of local small and medium enterprises. Italy has also recently disbursed an extra amount of €550,000, being the second tranche of the grant component of the Ghana Private Sector Development Facility loan.
President Mahama also appealed to Italy to impress upon the European Union to support distressed countries like Libya to rebuild.
One of the key issues for which Ghana will continue to encourage Italy to rally and get the European Union to work hard at is the need to support troubled countries such as Libya to build a stable and functioning government. Developing in troubled countries must be supported by their development partners to build industry aimed at creating employment opportunities for young people in order to stem the regular migrant flows into Western Europe. We need to put in projects for enhancing skills development amongst young people in Africa.
Italy's Prime Minister Matteo Renzi said he has great impressions about Ghana as there exists a lot of business opportunities. He made a strong call on the need to invest money and time in the agricultural sector.
I think this is a moment in which two countries could share a lot of things, a lot of ideas, a lot of agreements, a lot of business opportunities, a lot of exchange in the cultural sector. But we must invest a lot of time and money in every sector, also tomatoes, and it's important. Agriculture is absolutely, I agree with the president, because we discussed about only Mr. President and myself, we spoke about agriculture during the meeting in Valletta, and the people look at us, oh, they are not normal. No, we consider the great win-win operation, the relation between agriculture in Italy and Ghana, in Europe and Africa. We have a great know-how in this sector.